But there's a bunch of other things to talk about with the offense. So let's get into that. I'm sure we'll circle back to some points on Jaden as we go. The offense, I thought, made some interesting adjustments in this game. And I think we also see some of the shreds of what this offense wants to be from an identity standpoint, Logan. But what did you see kind of Cliff's plan, how they, you know, tried to protect, how they deployed their receivers, all whatever your big, like, non-specific to the quarterback takeaways were on the offensive side?
Yeah, so it's, I mean, this is why you watch film, honestly. Like, because when I was on the sideline in the game, I was like, man, this feels, especially compared to Tampa Bay, it feels very stagnant. It feels very stiff. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of space in the back end. And then you get to the film and you're like, actually, like, this lines up pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, the in terms of spacing, in terms of opportunities, like, it lines up okay. And so what I'd say is, to me, I felt like they were trying to kind of feature Zach Ertz, feature those one-on-one matchups. And there are times where, you know, if you go through the clips, especially on some of those deep crossers or seams or even short crossers, like, he's open, he's won, it's good. Is it in the timing of the drop? Hard to say exactly, because we're still learning Cliff's offense from watching it. And then I thought there were some explosive opportunities that this team didn't capitalize on, which I think is the other frustrating thing. Like, there was obviously the deep ball to Terry at the start of the second half. Was it the start of the second half, second quarter?
Yeah, it was first play of the third quarter.
Half. And so you're like, that if you hit that, like, great job by Terry, great job on the protection call, like, great job with the token fake. Really good work. And like, they're in this kind of weird Tampa Bay in this inverted two where the safety's actually the half player, and he bites on this like little stem, really subtle stem by Terry, and then he's off, and you're like, man, that should have been a touchdown. And then in a couple of plays, I think in that, not in that same drive, but maybe the next, not in that same sequence, but maybe the next drive, there's a dagger concept, right? So dagger is like a deep dig, like 15 yard dig, and then number two has like a clear out. So basically, like, you're holding coverage so that that dig can come in right behind you. And the dig is like the first read on paper, but it's basically dead versus all coverage except for two man. And they get in this Tampa Bay, they rotate to this kind of half two man structure, and Terry's running right open down the middle of the field. And Jaden looks at him, but doesn't throw the ball. And so I think that's, again, where some of that experience comes in. So I was a little bit frustrated on the sideline because I can't see the whole thing because you're right there. But I will say, like, I thought there was
explosive. Do you have any idea why he didn't throw that ball? Because that's one that I watched and I rewound. Yeah. And I'm like, you go to the end zone angle and you're like, let me watch where his helmet stripe is. Like, let me see if I can look where his eyes are. And I'm like, buddy is screaming down the middle of the field, wide open, runs right past two dudes, and Jaden looks to be looking right at him. And I'm just like, yeah, come on. Yeah. And like, and we'll talk about Terry a little bit more, but it changes Terry's day with those two completions from whatever it was, not very good on the stats front, to, you know, like, five catches, 150 yards, and two touchdowns.
Yeah, no, 100%. And so I think that was, speaking to that, I think one of the issues with dagger, like that concept, or some people call it horn, whatever you want to call it, right? Is that it's so often that you look at the clear, the through is what we're going to call it. And then you throw the dig, you look at the clear, you throw the dig, you look at the clear, throw the dig. And so when that one time comes up where it's like, hey, this is a fastball right down the middle, it's two man, let's get this ball out. Sometimes people miss it. Even receivers I've played with have missed it. Like, they think it's, they think it's, they're just clearing out, they're clearing out, they're clearing out. Team runs two man, you're right open down the middle of the field, and the receiver's kind of sleeping on it because they're not expecting it. Obviously, Terry's ready for that ball. But I think that is what I'm going to say, is I would anticipate that he didn't see it quick enough that it was two man, and he wasn't expecting it, because it wasn't really two man. It was like one, it's like one plug. So like, there's one safety in the middle of the field. He just, because of the offensive formation, is so far to the offensive left, like, it plays exactly like it would in two man. So I think that's the thing. He probably just like didn't misread it and said, oh, this is dead, I'm going to get to the dig. And then the dig, because the guy's trailing, the defensive back is trailing the dig in two man, he can undercut it. So that's dead. And that's why you throw the seam, or throw the through versus two man. So I think I'm hoping that it just was like, he was like, he didn't totally identify two man. He saw one plug and then went
maybe
to throw.
Maybe he saw the other, like, safety rotate down or something like that.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. Because it didn't, that half of the field is for sure two man. That's how it plays. But on the right side, there's no half safety. So it's like, oh, that's single high. So why am I going to throw that? So I guess I'm hoping that's what it is. And again, it's his first game as an NFL quarterback, and there's a lot of different coverage contours that he hasn't seen through training camp. And this is going to be the result. It's like he's just got to get more plays into that CPU and develop a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. Formationally, I thought there was a lot of really cool stuff that Kliff did. And I kind of chuckled because there's some folks complaining about, oh, Terry only lined up wide to the left. And he had like six snaps that technically registered for PFF's alignment metrics in the slot. But I kind of chuckled at that. And I was like, left is a direction. It's not an alignment.
Yeah, right.
But I thought Kliff did a good job of, hey, let's use bunches. Let's use stacks. We got four receivers on one side, three receivers on one side. We're 2x2. Like, I really liked the variation in not only formations, but in personnel, who was in those different formations. And I thought in the second half, going more to Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler on the field together was a really nice adjustment that Kliff made. You saw some chip help. On our guy Yaya more in the second half because he was a monster in the first half. And my note that I put on some of that stuff is I like made a couple notes and then I just kind of arrowed multiple things together into Kliff is awake. You see a guy who's paying attention to the game and making adjustments in real time. And like that is something that is lovely to not have an OC that just so falls in love with his pregame game plan that he just is determined to make it work and is making adjustments when he's got all these different tools of variance to deploy. That's something that I felt was happening. Am I off on that? Am I right on that? And can you what did you make of kind of the way that Kliff deployed the various personnel that he has to play with?
Yeah, so I don't know if there was like a drastic change from the first half to the second half. I thought that Tampa Bay, you know, shifted their focus a little bit going into the second half there. But I do think that Kliff, again, watching the All-22, called a pretty good game. Like, we just talked about how I felt like there were guys that were NFL open that Jaden's bypassing, right? And I think, like, that's because Kliff is calling concepts and creating space through formations and through positions. Like, again, like, there's a bunch of different ways to run offenses, right? Like, I think you look at Tampa Bay, and they're motioning and shifting and can with me, check at the line of scrimmage, all this kind of stuff. And that's great. But also, like, there's ways where you see we're just going to spread you out. We're going to find matchups. We're going to identify those abilities. And you also mentioned the bunches, too. Like, there's a couple times where they got into bunches and they ran a man beater and there's dudes wide open. But Jaden has selected the single receiver side to work. And that's totally fine. I think that's totally in the parameters of the offense. But there's good concepts there, right? And there's good guys. Like, there's guys that are dropped in coverage. And that's all because of the bunch. That's all because of how they align. That's all because of the personnel in the bunch, right? Because sometimes you throw a running back in there, you get a linebacker. And then when we cross, now I've got a linebacker on Luke McCaffrey, and that guy can't cover him, and he's going to be wide open. Right. So I love all that stuff. It's great. I just think it's like, I forget exactly when it was, because it was on the touch or the almost touchdown to B Rob. It was Jaden's touchdown where he throws the crossing route to where Jaden throws the crossing route to B Rob. He runs down the sideline, almost scores.
Yeah, Eckler's out in front blocking. Yeah,
I think you see the offense on that sequence, right? They're able to run with more efficiency. I do like that. I do like how they got into some different run looks. They kind of stayed with their GT, their counters, which they should. But they had some kind of different formations, some different alignments that created space, which was great. But the hurry up as they went on that drive, you could see the fatigue of the defensive line. You could see the fatigue of the defensive coordinator too. Because on that play where they hit the check down to B-Rob, like, the defensive line basically does not rush. Like, they're so tired. They don't rush, ball's out. The pursuit's terrible, and B-Rob's able to scamper up the sideline there. And I was like, this is what you're hoping for. But in order to get this, you need to stay on rhythm offensively. And that's something that people throw out for every single offense. But you earn that response from the defense by staying on the field. And I felt like early in the game, after watching that drive, I felt like early in the game, they weren't efficient enough on offense to elicit that response. And so it was cool to see like a flash of it and say, this is what Kliff's hunting for, right? 5-yard run on first down. Here's a completion on second down. Quarterback run on first down. And they were able to string together, I think it was 8 or 9 plays. And it's exactly what you want from the hurry up. Simple defensive structure, simple rush, and let your offense cook. And so I think that's the thing that was exciting for me is, again, we talked about some of the cool stuff Kliff did, but seeing the actual iteration of the offense on that sequence, I thought was really cool. And I'm hoping that once Jaden is a little bit more efficient. And once, and again, once the staff understands what he feels comfortable with too,
right,
that this whole thing becomes clean, and that's the version we're seeing, you know, 60% of the time.
They just couldn't get the drive starters going for a lot of these drives. And that's why they couldn't get into the tempo, because Cliff, to his credit, and probably some conversation with Dan, et cetera, they're like, hey, we can't go quick just to go three and out quickly. And so if you get a couple of first downs, and that seemed to be the magic number there, it was like once they got their second first down, they were in it. It's like, okay, now we're in tempo. So that drive, they had quick game to Ertz, B-Rob for a first down. They got Terry his first catch in a quick game set situation, screen, and then B-Rob, for a first down. And then they're in tempo, and they're off and running. And I think what you see, too, is kind of what I was talking about with the different usage of the personnel. I think that in that drive is when they had, like, that funky eye formation.
Yeah, they were where, both in, like, offset gun,
Yeah, like the backs. on the same side. They, on the that play to B-Rob, the big one down the sideline, they kind of lined up in tight end-like alignments. It was almost like a wing T, but in shotgun type of deal, where they're both attached to the line of scrimmage, you know, behind it, but attached. And they're split out some, like, and but Eckler and B-Rob are out there, and they're running stuff that you'd run out of 21, out of 12, out of 11. Like, and that versatility for both Brian and Austin is so big, and to watch them use it in that tempo where it's like, wait, where's my guy? Like, wait, who's lined up here? That is, to me, like, that is the optimal. You talk about optimal and optimization. That is the optimal version of this offense.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, again, the flexibility of the personnel is big. You know, you saw Ben in there. Ben sent it a little bit. You saw both backs. You saw Zach and Bates. And those are the flexible chess pieces of the offense. And so I think I, on the sideline after the game, I was like a little bit frustrated, but after watching the film, I feel a little bit, I feel significantly better about what they're going to be and what they can do. So I think that's something that I'm really excited about. It just, and it really comes down to, you know, Jaden's development. And I think that's important. I just wanted to point this out. I know we're kind of done talking about Jaden, but like, he's still a young player. There's a lot of growing that still needs to happen in this offense with NFL defenses, understanding what you can and can't get away with. And so, as that process, because again, he's a guy that's shown an ability and a willingness to learn and grow. And as that happens, and as he sees more of this, we're going to get a pretty, I think there's an opportunity for a special kind of offense, but it's going to take some time. You know, and I go back to what Kyle said to me in 2011. He said it to the whole offense, but he's like, it takes 3 years to learn an offense, right? Because every single look, every single alignment is new to you in the offense. And so the more reps, the more time on task, the better this group's going to get. And I really can't wait to see what it looks like against the Giants, who, like I said, we're going to preview them on Thursday, but are a much more straightforward group from a rush coverage standpoint. Much more bend but don't break. And I think this is going to help Jaden this week.
Yeah, and this is a yes and, not me disagreeing with Kyle Shanahan about offense, but it doesn't mean you can't be good along the way as you learn.
No, right.
And it's going to be matchup dependent. It's going to be situationally dependent. You know, you're just not going to be as consistent week in, week out until you have all those reps, all those time on task, all that time together. But you can certainly be good along the way, and we certainly hope that the Commanders can be better offensively, even if I think we'd pretty much grade it out as an okay performance in a debut, and especially with the circumstances going against a Todd Bowles defense.